And now the Toy of the Week podcast. We're a little behind because we got a lot of toys and there aren't that many weeks. So today I posted on Twitter what you wanted to see first, and you said you wanted to see Star Wars Vintage 2012 Wave 2. This is the Return of the Jedi deleted scenes wave. You get five new figures from the Return of the Jedi Blu-ray collection. These include Luke Skywalker, Lando Calrissian, Princess Leia, Colonel Kraken, and the Mon Calamari pilot. There are still some things about these figures I do not know, even though they're in front of me. So we're going to explore those, and I'll try to be quick, and I'll be right back after I get them off my coffee table so we can talk about them. There are five new vintage figures in this wave, which is good, but not amazing. I mean, sometimes they do waves with three figures, sometimes they do waves with one figure, so five's pretty good. Six is ideal, five's okay. The new figures are mostly made up of existing parts. If you look at every figure, I think the only one that's completely new is Lando. The rest of them, you can look at them and you'll see it. They're a little bit similar to other figures you might have already bought, or at least legs are. Colonel Kraken, he's got lots of ranks. He is basically a rebel character from the Millennium Falcon. There was another figure that looks almost exactly like him, released in 2006, so that might be sufficient for you. He includes a working holster with a gun. He also includes another much larger gun with two, I'm going to guess, roughly 5mm pegs hanging off the sides. It looks like it's supposed to plug into some other accessory or something big. I am not smart enough to know what that is. I'm assuming it might be somewhere in the big Millennium Falcon, which I haven't actually gone into since I got these figures last night. I don't know. It really does look like it belongs to something else, though, and these really big pegs just seem out of place on a vintage figure because it looks like a toy connectivity and not a movie-authentic accessory, so I don't know what the deal is. The likeness is okay. He looks vaguely like the guy in the card back photo. Because none of us are big Colonel Kraken fans, I don't think anyone's going to be like, this doesn't look like Colonel Kraken. I mean, Colonel Kraken is the figure. The fact that there's a guy in the movie is incidental. It's a nice-looking figure, brown jacket. The legs seem to be recycled from previous Rebel Troopers and Major Pano. So you've probably seen them before. I didn't compare it side-by-side, so if I'm wrong, don't yell at me, but these seem to be very familiar legs. It's a good-looking figure. He's got a bit of a paunch to him. There's the working holster on his belt, and because he's different enough, I would definitely give him a strong buy. Next, we have the Mon Calamari pilot, which you obviously know you want, because fried calamari tonight. He has a removable helmet, a blaster, and most of him seems to be recycled. The head is new because his mouth is open, and they haven't done an open-mouth Mon Calamari other than Mina Till's, and I don't believe this is the Mina Till's head. The helmet slides off. It is molded in light gray plastic with some dark gray accents. I think it would have been better if I did it the other way around because the light gray around his eyes looks a little funky. Bits and pieces of him seem to be borrowed from the mold that was used for the Y-Wing pilot body, which I believe itself was taken from, I want to say, the B-Wing pilot mold, but I was only able to find Ekalaric Yong last night, and I have a lot of figures to go through, so, yeah. It's clearly recycled Rebel pilot parts. There are also new parts. The torso seems new. The various harnesses seem new. His left hand seems to be similar, if not identical, to vintage Admiral Ackbar. His right hand seems to be retooled, if not completely new. He's got a green suit. I was not able to successfully get him in the Walmart exclusive A-Wing Fighter from 2008. That's the one with the control flight yoke in it, because basically his head gets in the way of the canopy closing. You can get his hands in more or less the right position, but there's no way that head's going to get in the way. Then I tried the older A-Wings. He kind of fits, but it's a little awkward. So as a pilot figure, he's not very good. If Hasbro makes a new A-Wing, I'm sure it'll be great, but they've had a lot of problems lately getting pilots and vehicles to agree with each other. Not very fond of that, but as a pilot that I'm going to have standing around, maybe on a shelf, maybe in a briefing diorama, this is a good figure. And I like Mon Calamari anything. If they want to put this head on the Colonel Kraken body and sell it again, I'll buy it. I'm not kidding. Hasbro, if you want to make Mon Calamari Rebel anythings, I'm interested. Lando Calrissian, the default setting is the Sandstorm version. You can make him as a Sandstorm scene figure or as a super articulated Skiff Guard figure, which is great because you get the mask. The mask's down a little bit so you can see his face. He has a communicator. He has goggles, a plastic head covering, a cloth poncho, a working holster, a blaster, a force pike, a really good one too. I mean, they really did a nice job on this. The helmet, I said, was great. He's super articulated. I mean, as far as bang for your buck goes, this Lando has more parts and pieces than probably any figure I've bought in the vintage line. It's really good. And the kicker is you're probably want to buy two, because one you're going to want for your Sandstorm diorama, and another one you're going to want for your Jabba's Palace diorama or Skiff dioramas, because he's got basically two outfits. Hasbro did not cheap out on this one. The communicator device, or whatever it's supposed to be, has a red screen that might be on the wrong side. I'm not entirely sure. The Force Pike is molded in a bronze color with a silver blade. The goggles are clear plastic that have been painted. They did a bang-up job. The only thing that they didn't do a good job with is the plastic color for his face. If you put his skin color next to most other figures, Lando's basically white. I know there's a reason you want to do lighter-skinned figures when they get smaller, because if you've ever done computer photo editing, you know when you take a picture and you shrink it down, quite often it looks darker than the full-size one, and the same is true with anything. The smaller it is, the lighter it needs to be to get certain detail out there. The problem is, Lando's basically white. This is the whitest Lando I think I've ever seen. Not crazy about that, because Lando's black. Hopefully they'll reissue this figure in a gift set or battle pack down the road, just with the Skiff gear and without the Sandstorm stuff, with black skin, or at least darker skin, because Billy Dee Williams, not so much a whitey. But the sculpt is very good. The articulation is great. He can hold his accessories just fine. And I'm torn with how to display him, because I only have the one, and I wish I had a second one right now. It's a very good figure. I'm very happy with it. Skiff Lando was one of my favorite figures as a kid, and this update makes me very happy. This is as good as Skiff Lando can probably ever get. I'd be, unless they did like one with messed up hair for the sail barge and like a screaming face with gritting teeth where he's like pushing a guy off the side of the skiff, I can't think of anything they could do to it to make it different, let alone better. I mean, this is as good as you're going to get. So if you want a good Skiff Lando, go out and buy this one. The Sandstorm Leia is the previously released 2009 Slave Leia. As far as I can tell, she's pretty much the same, except this time she has a really cool pike weapon with at least two paint applications. The tip is colored silver, and so is the butt of it. She has goggles, a cloth poncho with little tassels on them, a plastic shawl fur around her head. The goggles have three colors. Clear plastic is painted with a black border around the goggles and white around that. The sculpt is good. The face is good. It's a pretty good Slave Leia, and she does not have the neck chain. So if you want a neck chain, you're going to want to get the vintage one from last year. Or really what you want is the 2009 Legacy Collection one, because she has the legs that can sit on Jabba's throne. It's still a good figure, because if you want to complete your Sandstorm set from 2008, you're going to need Lando and Leia. The Han, Chewbacca, and Luke figures were released back in 2008, and according to my checks on eBay recently, they're still pretty cheap, so you can get the whole set for next to nothing. The Luke figure is really, really cool. Some people are going to tell you he's not, they're wrong. Is the lightsaber building sequence. The only thing I don't like about it, well, two things. The hair is parted on the wrong side of the head, but it's a really good sculpt. The hair looks really cool, so I'm going to let it slide. Face sculpt's okay. The torso is really good. You have an optional belt. You can have the belt on or off, so you can... There's some fan concern whether or not he should have this belt on, so you can pick. Do you want it? Then it fits over his other belt. If you don't, you take it off. The arms and legs are basically reused from the Death Star 2 vintage figure from 2010. He cannot have a lightsaber on his belt, but he does have a fully ignited lightsaber. He does have a lightsaber construction tool, and he has a lightsaber hilt so he can pretend to work on it. He has bend and swivel wrists, so that means they can rotate left and right and bend forward and backward. Great for dual poses. His vest is sculpted on the way it was always meant to be in the Return of the Jedi vintage figures. He's got the ball-jointed hip joints, ball-jointed knee joints, ball-jointed ankle joints. Other than the waist, this figure has ball-jointed everything. It's very good. The sculpt is great. The only thing I can really complain about is the head. I mean, the hair is the wrong way. It's kind of, meh, I don't like it. And the robe sucks. It's just a normal Jedi robe they've been using since 2006, meaning the hood's too big. It doesn't fit on him quite right. And I don't know about you, but to me, Luke always had a robe or cape or whatever you want to call it, where it came together at the neck so he could push it back. This can't do that. So Hasbro kind of cheaped out here. I'd almost rather they left the accessory out, just because... Give him an opportunity to do it again later. It's not a perfect Sandstorm, a lightsaber construction figure, but it's very good, and you're never going to get another one. Just to have a good Jabba's Palace Jedi Luke, you should get this figure. You can also put the Sandstorm gear from 2008 on him and get a better Sandstorm figure. Not saying you necessarily want to do that, but I did, and it looks better. And if I get more of this Luke, I'm going to take my spare Sandstorm gear and stick it on him, because it's an improvement. I like the wave a lot, but I'm a sucker for anything from Return of the Jedi. At this point, as far as I'm concerned, they could do nothing but make Return of the Jedi stuff from here on out, and Clone Wars, and I'll be really happy, because those are my two favorite things. The pilot's great. Kraken's great. I would say Lando's a must-buy, and the Mon Calamari pilot's a close second. Kraken's right up there just because he looks different than the Rebel from a few years ago. Leia and Luke are great. You might not feel the need to buy them. If you're hard up for money, I would say those are ones you could wait on. But I'm happy with the entire wave. I'm glad I have them all. The rest of the wave is filled out by Phantom Menace figures, so if you don't have any of the new vintage figures from this year, you'll want to get these. Oh, I should also note that the card back was modified to include the new figures only on the five new figures. The previous Phantom Menace figures still show the same 12 figures on the card back, so they're 12 backs, and these new ones are 17 backs, because they have the 12 plus the five new ones that are slightly larger above them. The card back pictures look great, as always. I ripped them open immediately, because that's what I do. It's a good wave. If you like Return of the Jedi as much as I do, you won't be disappointed. If you're a Star Wars or Empire guy, maybe you won't be so thrilled. But it's a good batch of figures, and I like the fact that every figure, even though the base sculpt is basically something I've more or less seen before, everything's different enough where I'm happy. Because, generally speaking, Hasbro is like, well, here's a guy you've already got. We're giving him goggles and a lightsaber and calling it a day. And that's disappointing. This, you get some real new accessories. Lando, they went all out. The Mon Cal pilot's just fantastic. Kraken is Kraken. I think you'll be happy with this wave. And as of I record this, it is in stock. So you can go to entertainmentearth.com right now and order yourself a case. Or you can cross your fingers and hope they show up at a store near you. But and again, since this is a store podcast, I have to sell you on this. Entertainment Earth has a mint condition guarantee. We will send you unpunched figures. If unpunched figures are important to you, order them from us, because that's what we're going to give you. These won't go on pegs. We're not going to manhandle them before we send them to you. We're going to take the box, put it in another box, send it to you, and it's going to be great. If you go to Walmart or Target, they're going to punch holes in the card backs. That's just the way it is. If you don't care, just letting you know. I mean, some people really do want that perfect figure, that perfect card back. I felt bad opening these, even though I did rip them open. I looked at it, and I'm like, this is beautiful. I'll never see another unpunched one of these again. Because I collect loose figures. So get these. You'll be happy. More vintage figures are going to be up for pre-order real soon. I think you'll like them. But I like this wave a lot. I haven't reviewed it yet on this podcast, but I do like it more than the Phantom Menace wave just because I like Return of the Jedi so much. So check these out on entertainmentearth.com today. Just search on Kraken, C-R-A-C-K-E-N, and it'll come right up. And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Thanks for listening. This is Adam Paulus signing off for the Entertainment Earth podcast.